When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey. Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Big speech from the President of the United States on Thursday night about how our election systems are and have been compromised. Welcome to Wiggins America. We're going to jump right into the President and his full, almost full remarks. I can't play the entire thing because of time, but I would if I could. I'm going to play you like 13 minutes of it. So you'll get the gist of everything that he had to say in the way that he said it. And then we'll come back in the very last segment of the show and analyze it a little bit more. But I want you to hear it in its full right now. Here you go.
For many years, I've called for bold, swift, and decisive action to protect the integrity of America's elections. Every American deserves to know that when they cast their vote, that vote will be counted accurately in a system, and that is to make that system secure, one where cheating and interference are not just difficult, but virtually impossible. Unfortunately, the system we have today falls catastrophically short of that standard. Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence, revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure. This evidence shows that the election system we have dangerously exposes and really exposes, like levels never thought possible, to hacking, exploitation, and foreign interference. Just as disturbingly, this vital information has for many years been covered up and hidden from you, the American people, our beautiful, our great American people. But that all changes right now. The documents we will release starting tonight have been gathered by the White House Government Transparency Task Force, a great group of people, along with the staff of the President's Intelligence Advisory Board, supported by our top intelligence agency chiefs, who have all personally reviewed the findings we are presenting this evening and fully confirmed their authenticity. You can see these documents for yourself at whitehouse.gov. That's whitehouse.gov. Go check it out. Our purpose in disclosing this information is not to weaken confidence in election, but to earn that confidence by confronting vulnerabilities and correcting them very, very quickly. And that's what we're doing. The documents cover five major areas of concern. First, they show that over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening. This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare. The intelligence even shows that China has signed a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project. Compounding the travesty, the second set of documents we are releasing reveals that members of the deep state, very, very famous group of people, many cases, in our intelligence agency work to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling, covering it up from both the president and the American people like nobody thought was possible. U.S. spy agencies began learning about the compromise of voter registration files in 2020 when they discovered that tens of millions of voter data, think of that, tens of millions of voters' data in 18 states have been bought, stolen, or hacked by China. Yet those responsible for sounding the alarm instead kept the information secret and hidden. They did not disclose to me as president or to anyone else, and to the best of our knowledge, they did not inform Congress. In fact, all they kept saying is, "This is the most secure election in the history of our country," a standard, very pat line that was divvied out to say. The cover-up of this colossal security breach is even more disturbing in light of the additional information showing that China engaged in other election-related activities to undermine my first administration and our 2020 campaign. They did not want, and they just didn't want it. They fought like hell not to have it, Donald Trump, to win, and for good reason. As the documents we are releasing show, CIA reporting explicitly stated, and I quote, "In mid-2018, the Chinese Communist Party's policy was to leverage all domestic and foreign elements that were opposed to the U.S. president in an effort to reduce the U.S. president's votes and make him resign or prevent his reelection." Isn't that nice? Also, in mid-2018, China was working to influence the results of the U.S. midterm elections and later the results of the 2020 presidential election itself. Separately, in mid-2019, the Chinese government's strategy against the United States was focused on undermining domestic confidence in the U.S. president. They wanted to just make you sound like your president wasn't so hot, when actually your president has done a great job, and they did everything possible to do exactly that. Going on, this document says, and this is by the CIA, the strategy included efforts to use Chinese contacts with big U.S. companies to influence U.S. business leaders to turn against the president of the United States of America. The Chinese government sought to identify U.S. journalists who had reported negatively on the U.S. president and pay them large sums of money to write more negative articles about him, as many as they could, and they didn't care what they said. The Chinese government wanted U.S. president to lose the next election. And the reason they wanted me to lose is because they knew I was wise to them, charged them billions and billions of dollars worth of tariffs, and built the strongest military anywhere in the world. We have the strongest military anywhere in the world. These are exact quotes from the CIA reporting. The name of the person doing the quote is now under review, but it gets even worse. Raw intelligence obtained by the FBI in 2020, yet buried by rogue bureaucrats, stated that China's activities even included an attempt to manufacture illegal ballots for Joe Biden. Documents show that during this period, dozens of significant CIA and NSA reports about China's election targeting were kept out of the presidential briefing. These were briefings I would get almost every day. Everything was kept out that was of importance. One email among intelligence analysts admitted that they had, quote, deliberately massaged the presidential daily briefing to withhold information regarding Chinese activities related to the election. Another official inside the FBI wrote that she was running, quote, a shadow government, unquote, to keep intelligence about China's election meddling from becoming known and to keep it away from the honorable press. Other officials who witnessed such efforts perceived the motivations to be blatantly political. Recently, we found significant numbers of burn bags in formation, and this is a group of bags that were used to destroy information given by President Barack Hussein Obama to be burned. It was supposed to be burned. These bags were supposed to be at a different level by different people, incinerated and checked, but it never happened. Maybe we got lucky. We believe this was not done on purpose, but rather through gross incompetence of the people that was supposed to burn the bags. But the findings are stunning. Today, I'm asking the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the CIA to investigate how and why such crucial information was hidden, to fire those involved in the cover-up, and to file criminal charges, if appropriate, against these people. Yet concealing China's meddling was only the beginning. The third set of documents we are releasing proves that for many years, Americans were blatantly lied to about the security of our election infrastructure, including electronic voting machines and ballot counting systems, dishonest almost all. They're vulnerable and they're easily compromised, and people within our government knew that.
Okay, I'm ending it there just for the sake of time. We have to stop, but I wanted to make sure we got that last bit in there about him saying that the machines are compromised. That's a big, big point, and it's part of the third set of documents that they're releasing from the DOJ, FBI, CIA, all of which agree that our election machines that we use nationwide are compromised. He stops short of saying how they're compromised or how that's affected elections. Now, that's a big distinction, but this speech was very important. It was a step in the process. He's putting out there all of the intelligence that we have from our intelligence community, starting as far back as it sounds like 2018 or maybe even before, through now. So this is multiple administrations, some of which was hidden from him in 2020. That's a bigger issue, separate issue. But this is big stuff. And I think from here, we get another step. So the big stuff probably still ahead. This stuff, very, very important to get out there as part of the public record. We're going to take a short break, and since this is very heavy stuff, I'm going to cut the liquor with a little bit of grenadine here and play a grocery item on the way out.
Wiggins America.
And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
As far as nicknames go, the worst thing that could have happened to Lydia was when she got the clap.
The Grocery List, food for thought, by Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
So as I've said before, I'm a huge Beatles fan, love Beatles music. I even love the new stuff that they've released. Did you know that they have a new song? If you listen to the show, I've mentioned it a few times, but Now and Then is a new song they released within the last year and a half, so not very long. I won't get into the whole story because I've told that story before, but I love Beatles, and I don't think they're overrated. I know some people are tired of hearing about the Beatles. I don't think the Beatles will ever go away. I'm not even of the generation that was born when they were big. I was actually born after John Lennon was dead, and I still am a huge fan. So anyway, I'm saying this because John Lennon is annoying. He was not as much when he was with the Beatles, but then once he went off on his own, man, the song Imagine is like a joke. It's a nice song. It's a pretty song, but it is a joke. And I found this article and thought, well, that's cool. That's actually pretty interesting to hear from contemporaries of John Lennon, not just me looking backward or like through the lens of the modern political landscape or whatever. But I wasn't even doing that. I thought he was lame in the 90s. You know, when I first started listening to the Beatles, I'm like, the Beatles are awesome. John Lennon alone, talented guy, but lame. Here's what five of his contemporaries thought of him, John Lennon. The first one is Joni Mitchell. Says Joni Mitchell was happy to admit that she was middle class, feeling that working class artists looked down on her because of it. And this is where friction with Lennon arose, as she observed that he turned his nose up at her when it came to discussing her songwriting. She said, "I watched this English film, which was a roundup of the best musicians of the 20th century," she said. "As soon as it hit my era, the intelligence of it dropped considerably. When it came to me, this guy folded his arms and crossed his feet and said, 'I never liked Joni Mitchell. She's too twee.'" Whatever that means. Well, that's what John Lennon was like. And it was that fear of working class people that have of middle class people. I don't really know why that one is that big of a deal. I started with it on purpose because it's the one that I'm like, well, that's kind of the lamest one. How about Todd Rundgren? It says Todd Rundgren didn't bite his tongue when voicing disdain toward the bespectacled Beatle, saying, "John Lennon ain't no revolutionary. He's a blanking idiot, man." Shouting about revolution and acting like an ass. "It makes people feel comfortable. Like it's like he's virtue signaling is what Todd Rundgren was saying. All he really wants to do is get attention for himself. And if revolution gets him that attention, he'll get attention through revolution. Oh man, that's a funny one. Todd Rundgren. I don't know a lot of his music other than just like the big hits. I Don't Want to Work and all that. How about Elvis Presley? What did Elvis Presley think of John Lennon? There is a lot that Elvis Presley didn't like about John Lennon, says this article. And they all stink of hypocrisy. Oh, the article doesn't think that Elvis has a leg to stand on here. It says an FBI file on Elvis revealed what he despised about the Beatles. Quote, he thought the Beatles had been a real force for an anti-American spirit, unquote. Ooh, interesting. I don't know that I agree with that, but Lennon did that. It also revealed that Elvis was, quote, of the opinion that the Beatles laid the groundwork for many of the problems we are having with young people by their filthy, unkempt appearances and suggestive music. But that's what the report said about Elvis. That's not a quote from Elvis. So I question this a little bit because the FBI wrote it in the 70s, probably, and they're quoting the FBI report. The idea of criticizing the Beatles for their appearance and suggestive music is one thing, but for that opinion to come from Elvis Presley seems a tad bizarre, the article admits. After all, Elvis is dubbed the king of rock and roll, and a lot of what helped him rise to stardom was his suggestive nature as a performer. So they're saying, well, he would be hypocritical if he said these things, but I question whether maybe he had that sentiment about, especially about the anti-American thing, but I think that would have been pointed at Lennon much more, especially if this is the 70s, taking that famous picture with Richard Nixon, than it was at the rest of the Beatles or even the Beatles entirely. How about Paul Simon? He's not one you'd think of. Paul Simon says that you can take solace when you listen to one of his tracks that in knowing that he has pondered over those words for days as a poet, weeks and months, so that he grew frustrated when he felt that artists weren't doing the same, especially if they were trying to write a song that had a specific message, which is why Paul Simon grew a bit frustrated with John Lennon. Quote, he says, I don't say that someone can't write a social song or even a song that's a political song and have it work as a song and as a political statement, he said, but mass manufacturing of tunes, sort of a let's knock off power to the people, I find it in bad taste. It offends me. I don't feel like it's talking to me at all. And he's basically going back and saying what Todd Rundgren said, that he kind of just used revolution to get attention and that the message of revolution was pretty weak. I think that's kind of what Joni Mitchell is saying, if I'm going to go back to her, that it was a little phony. And the last one on the list I saved for last on purpose because it's, I think, the best one. Steely Dan. Quote from Steely Dan about John Lennon. A world become of one of salads and sun, only a fool would say that. These are the scathing opening lines from Steely Dan's track, Only a Fool Would Say That, which was a direct jab at John Lennon, specifically at his song, Imagine, and the socialist ideals which he talks about within it. It is safe to say that both Walter Becker and Don Fagen weren't fans of Lennon's rhetoric. I think that's Steely Dan. And so decided to put out their own track, which articulated as much. Their point isn't exactly unfair, as it does seem somewhat hypocritical for someone who has more possessions than any individual would need ever in their life to tell others worse off to imagine if they had none. I never actually, until I read this article, I never thought about that song in that way. Oh, imagine if we all didn't have anything. Well, it's because you have everything. Because you have all of your needs taken care of. Other people have to strive for those things, and you sit on your perch and go, well, but imagine if we didn't. Well, yeah, because you have it. And I'll conclude this segment by saying that while I still love the Beatles, the message there about socialism from Steely Dan is really true. It's a privileged place to be. If you notice, any country that's turned to socialism or they sort of fade into socialism from capitalism, they always come from capitalism. They don't come from poverty. They go from a good system to a less good system with the promise of big ideals that never achieve. They never get there. But it's because you're coming from a place of privilege that you're able to even think that way in the first place. You don't see socialism coming out of poverty. You see dictatorships like China, like they'll call themselves socialist because it's the same promises, but they're not really. Like they're really just full-on dictatorships. And the, quote, democratic socialists that we're talking about now, they all say, no, we believe in democracy. But when you see actual socialism in place, it becomes fascist. It becomes dictatorial, where people don't give up power. That's why you have leaders like Xi in China and Putin in Russia. They start out saying that they're Democrats, but they end up just staying in power because they alter the laws once they're in power so that they can permanently hold it. And that's the way it always goes. It goes from this place of democracy slash capitalism to this place of socialism slash fascism, where you have totalitarian control and the inability to really ever question authority. That's the way it always goes. But it always comes from that start with from a place of privilege. Anyway, I'll stop there. Going a little bit long. This is Wiggins America.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tell me what to do. All right, yeah, we do have some diversions here a little bit. I think the president's speech from Thursday night is the absolute most important thing that has happened in the news this week, and we are discussing it quite a bit. We have played for you in the first segment the not the fullness of the speech, because it's like 28 minutes long, but the main part where he talks about the revelations that he's kind of giving us on election fraud and the 2020 election, but also not just that, but other things that they found and stuff that the intelligence community knew and didn't tell him in 2020. That's a problem. That's like a separate issue. So you have election integrity, and then you also have the cover-up of things that the intelligence community wasn't telling the president, and that's a huge part of this story. But I digress, because we're going to talk about that in the coming segment too and give you really good analysis, not just from here in St. Louis, from Wiggins America 97.1, but we're going to play some clips from John Solomon, who is a terrific reporter, but he is actually part of the administration now. And he was on CBS to talk about these things after the president's speech on Thursday night. We're going to play that back for you too in the next segment. But for now, a little diversion. This is Wiggins America. We can't get by without doing any comedy at all. And so this is a quick segment that we did on the Annie Fry show. She was out, so it was just me and Brad talking about a very, very interesting sound that Chuck Schumer made.
Wiggins America.
So this is actually, as far as I understand, Brad, this is from the New York Post.
New York Post.
Okay, this is real audio of Chuck Schumer speaking. And this is from the New York Post. Tell me what you notice.
The American people need to know, of course, how and why this chaos is spreading through their streets, and we need a complete investigation that's independent. Now, on Iran and the NDAA, when all the Trump administration can say about his disastrous war with Iran is that Vietnam was worse, a point Trump made yesterday, he reveals the scale of his failure.
Wait a minute now. Now, we didn't play the video, but if you see the video, and actually, you can hear it in the audio.
Oh, yeah, you can.
You can hear it. I'll play it back.
A little bit of bass in that.
A little bit of pause, too, from the minority leader there, Chuck Schumer, in the Senate, where he acknowledges that something has happened, and there's a little bit of a smile that creeps across his face. I'm just going to make sure that you heard it in case you missed it right here.
Now, on Iran and the NDAA, when all the Trump administration can say about his disastrous war with Iran.
So, this is why I got into politics. I wanted to cover just this stuff.
This is just because it's Chuck Schumer, but it's funny because it's a fart on the Senate floor.
And it's almost as if the mic was like... Why was the mic picking that up?
It's like he picked it up off of his lapel and held it down there and put it back.
It almost sounds like that, where you're like, how did he get the audio of that? I mean, it was really loud.
That was the chair.
We're going to have to assume that it was just that he was sitting in a very leathery chair, which is false because he was standing at the podium. But we're trying to find a reason why, you know, something like this doesn't
on Iran
matter.
And the NDAA. When
maybe it was a coffee cup sliding across the
desk.
You
know what? It could have been. And that's but there's reaction to this from inside the Senate and the House now. I think Tim Burchett, is that his name?
Tim Burchett, yeah.
Tim Burchett was commenting that he thinks that the report has been that right before the speech that Schumer had Taco Bell, which is a pretty obvious joke. But still, it's the House, and they're making jokes about a fart, and I'm all here for it.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm not coming down, no matter what you do. Wiggins America.
Over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening. This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare. The intelligence even shows that China has signed a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project.
All right, as I've been promising throughout this show, we are going to get into the nitty-gritty of the president's speech from Thursday night. As I reported on Thursday, I was hosting the Annie Fry Show. She's been off for a bit. I got back from my vacation in Branson and hosted the show on Thursday and reported that all sources were pointing to that being a speech about the 2020 election, which it was. Not just the 2020 election, but it's about election integrity, and it was very much related to the 2020 election. And yes, I do believe that there was a lot of really important information about that speech. I will say this. He stopped short of saying, "And this has been done." So he talks about China in that clip that I just played there. They had 228,000 illegal voters. And that's a separate issue. I'm saying China had all this data on basically every voter in America. And then they're also that they had, as in the U.S. government, has discovered that there were 228,000 illegals that are capable of voting. He stopped short of saying that what they did with all this information. I thought that was very curious because that's really the smoking gun. So he released a lot of information that was very important, but he didn't say how it was used yet. And I think that that was very specific because, as you're going to hear from John Solomon here in a second, this was a heavily vetted speech by every intelligence agency that is run right now in the United States. That would be the DOJ, the FBI, which is under the DOJ, the CIA, the DNI, and any other that had any information on this. You'll hear them talk about how the president was in the dark. Like they knew all this in 2020 and they didn't tell the president because the deep state, as you'd call it, as he calls it, was corrupt and they were working for themselves and not the elected president. So they kept it all from him. Well, he's wiped out a lot of those people now and they're not all gone, but it's hard to tell who's who. Among the top officials, he has wiped basically everybody out and put more trustworthy people in. I'm still a little suspicious of the CIA myself, but for the most part, he's got people working at least in the direction that he wants them to go at the top. So here's John Solomon talking about just generally what they found and why it's important.
When your reporters look at the National Intelligence Council assessment from January of 2020, there are six things it was assessed. This means all the intelligence community agrees together. Six things they can do. They can vote in your name and you would show up one day and you wouldn't be able to vote because they'll tell you someone else voted for you. They could register you in another location. You would never know that they voted for you in another location because they have all your data, everything they need to fill out a legitimate a registration form. They could go and change something on your address, and when you showed up with your ballot or with your ID, like, oh, you're not that person, you're registered at another address. All of those things were imagined by our intelligence community. They warned about it. They called it the softest of vulnerabilities, the most severe vulnerabilities our system had. It gets hacked, and then they don't tell any of us. You know, we get informed when our bank accounts were taken. Why shouldn't we get informed when our voter records were taken?
John Solomon is saying this on CBS, which is great because he is a terrific reporter and he now actually works for, I believe, the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, or the FBI. I can't remember. He's part of the intelligence community now. He used to be a journalist and just recently he was appointed to a position within the government, I guess because Trump needs people that he can trust because he doesn't really know who he can trust. Again, they've got people at the top levels now that they can trust. But, you know, you're not really sure about anybody underneath them because they're just kind of part of that deep state and they might be great and they might be not. And you just don't know. So anyway, a side note there, but this is really important information. And as I played a lot of this at the beginning of the show, you can go back and get the podcast and hear like the full actual president's remarks on this because I won't be able to summarize them entirely here. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of analysis, but this is really important stuff. And I know that a lot of people really, really are tired of hearing about this subject and are like, give me the information. Well, this is a huge step in that information. Like I said before, this stops short of saying what was done with all of this corruption and how it was used in the 2020 election or other elections. But it does give us a really good outline of what different countries even, and our own deep state, was capable of. So it's like getting the coloring book page, and you have the full outline, but it's not colored in yet. And you're waiting to go, okay, what's the full picture here? But you can see the picture now. You can see it, but you don't know exactly how it's going to play out. You don't know what is going to be colored what. So we're waiting on that part, but I think this was a big step forward. And I'll play for you this next clip from John Solomon, and then we'll kind of conclude. Okay, here we go.
Well, listen, I talked to the intelligence chiefs in the last few days as we got prepared for this. It's very important to understand. The president said this tonight. Every intelligence chief vetted this speech. They made sure it was accurate. They told me they had never had been briefed on the size of the breaches, the 230 million Americans, the 220 million Americans whose data was stolen, that they considered a security breach. How many times on your network have you reported that five countries are capable of hacking our election machines? When is the last time you reported that Venezuela actually succeeded in breaching a machine which has implications for our future security? You haven't, because it was never made public. It has not been made to Congress. It has not been told to the president in the past. We checked the presidential daily briefs. A president was kept from this information. Now we have a chance to fix a glass chain of election security, make the 26th election more secure.
So one of the things he mentions there is that the president did talk about Venezuela. And I said this on Thursday, and I think a lot of people, when I start talking about it, they get a little queasy because they're like, you're talking about something that's not completely verified. And I'm like, yeah, but it is, though. You just haven't looked into it. It is verified. The president has discussed Venezuela quite a bit. And on his socials, I've said it on the show 1,000 times, he tweets out stuff, or he did before. He hasn't tweeted out recently. That was related to Venezuela before they went and captured Maduro. And they were talking about how, and he would tweet out podcasts and other people talking about it, so you couldn't quote him. And I don't know if he was doing that on purpose or if he was just sort of leaving the breadcrumbs as a trail and saying, look, if you follow, here's where this is going. But most people didn't. But he did leave that there, and he said that Venezuela was a huge part of the problem, that essentially China and possibly Russia were part of running election fraud through Venezuela. And that there's a lot of reasons for that. I'm not going to get into all of that, but that was all reported before they went and captured Maduro. Now, in light of the president's speech Thursday night, this is all with Maduro in captivity. So what is he going to say? What's he going to squeal on? And what's he not? Or is he going to say anything? You know, that's a huge deal, because if they had treated it like Iran, he'd just be dead. They would have just taken him out, but they didn't. And I'll add this one last thing before we end the show here, and that is that when people criticize Trump for talking about this issue so much, before he won the 2024 election, I understood the argument to be, yeah, but Trump is just bitter that he lost the election and he's going to try to win again. Well, guess what? He has. He actually has nothing really left to gain from looking into this. It's just because we need integrity in our elections at this point. Now, you could say that his ego won't allow him to let it go or something like that, and that's fine. But ultimately, aside from just, I told you so, he doesn't really have anything left to benefit from going into this. So I find his arguments to be much more credible now, having won his second term and still looking into it and looking forward to other elections too, not just saying, the 2020 election. Like, he talks in his speech about the 2026 election, trying to pass the SAVE Act right now, the 2028 election, none of which, especially 28, none of these things will really have any bearing on him personally. You could say maybe they would, in a indirect way, have a bearing on his legacy. The 26 election still will matter to him based on who wins Congress. But he's looking way down the road, and I don't think that he's doing that out of any sort of selfish gain. I really do believe that these are things that we need to solve for America to exist, you know, for us to not get overrun by whoever China wants to win an election, or whoever Russia wants to win, or previously whoever Venezuela wanted to win, because Maduro apparently didn't really win elections, and neither did Hugo Chavez. They were winning them by cheating, and we don't want that here. And we need to solve it if it has happened, certainly, and make sure that it never happens again if it did. So I will stop there. This has been Wiggins America. If you want the fullness of this show, of which I played the bulk of the important part anyway, of Trump's speech from Thursday night in the first segment, then get the podcast for sure. Wiggins America. Call the magic.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.